From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans Friday to mark the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. He praised the Crescent City's resilience and return from the storm 10 years ago.
It's a spirit that's lifted communities laid low by tornadoes or terrorist attacks. It's a spirit that I saw in New Orleans 10 years ago that is very evident today.
Mr. Bush was president in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees and flooded the city, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes. His administration was roundly criticized in the days following the storm for a slow emergency response to the thousands of people needing shelter, supplies, and security amid the flooding. Meanwhile, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and South Florida are bracing for heavy wind and rains associated with Tropical Storm Erica. 12 people died in Dominica when the storm smashed into that island. Erica is weakening but still has sustained winds of 81 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say that it could hit Florida Sunday and sweep northward. Florida Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency.
The biggest concern now is, one, we don't know how much land it's going to go over. We don't know how much water we're going to get. But clearly the storm track is continuing to move a little bit west.
A hurricane has not hit Florida in 10 years. The latest predictions say that Erica will remain a tropical storm when it makes landfall. Nevertheless, emergency planners along the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina are taking precautions. This is VOA News. Austrian and Hungarian law enforcement officials say that several people have been arrested after 71 bodies of migrants were found in a truck trailer on an Austrian highway. Austrian officials said that three people were detained, two Bulgarians and a third person with Hungarian identity papers. Later Friday, their Hungarian counterpart said that four people were in custody, three Bulgarian citizens and an Afghan national. The UN Refugee Agency is calling on all governments to respond compassionately to the waves of migrants. Melissa Fleming is the spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
We do hope that this incident will result in a strong cooperation among European police forces, intelligence agencies, and international organizations to crack down on the smuggling trade, while at the same time putting in place measures that will protect the victims.
The UNHCR says more than 300,000 refugees and migrants have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year, trying to reach Europe. Scientists with the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration say that warming waters and melting ice mean it is fairly certain that the planet is locked in to about a 1 meter rise in sea levels by the year 2100. VOA's Steve Herman in Bangkok spoke to NASA's administrator about the new research and about a possible way to avoid that fate.
NASA Administrator Charles Bolden acknowledges the prediction sounds definitive and ominous, but is the result of decades spent by the space agency in trying to understand climate change and the effects of massive uses of carbon fuels.
We still have time to make a difference if we'll pay attention to what the data says.
The data is especially significant for Asia, where more than 150 million people live within 1 meter of current sea level. Next Monday in the Thai capital, the NASA boss will launch, in conjunction with the U.S. Agency for International Development and the Asia Disaster Preparedness Center, a regional five-year geospatial data for development project called Surveyor Mekong. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
And the National Zoo in Washington announced that the surviving panda cub born to Meishang in Tianjin last week is male. Meishang gave birth to fraternal twins last Saturday, but the smaller cub, also a male fathered by Tianjin, died on Wednesday. Zoo official Wendy Smith said Friday that the surviving cub is thriving. Giant pandas have a very low reproductive rate, especially in captivity. There are about 300 giant pandas in captivity and roughly only 1,600 in the wild. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.